100.3 FM.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here with Peter, Mad Mick, and
Hello.
Steve.
Hello.
Clem will be joining us shortly. But oh, how is everyone this week?
Cold.
It is very cold today, actually.
Oh, it's cool and warm.
But no.
It's better than this 40 degrees we've been getting.
Well,
yes,
it's in the summer this week, so that's it.
I was talking to my little brother. He's 6 foot two, 6 foot three.
Yes.
And
he's
saying,
a giant, Mick.
He was saying up at Crescent Head it was 47 degrees, and that's right on the coast when those big temperatures are coming.
That would be terrible to live in those areas.
Yeah.
However, on the program this week, we have a lot to talk about. The latest in sport. A lot's been happening in sport, Peter.
Yes, we've got the football all starting up next week. We've got all the rugby, all the Super Rugby matches, the soccer. Sydney FC lost last week, and we're not happy.
And then the riots and people getting banned from
the Wanderers. Typical Wanderers fans, eh? Yeah, you know, typical.
I'm sure that's just soccer fans in general.
Which football code's going to have scandal this year? Will it be the NRL?
Probably.
Or the AFL?
Probably.
All the soccer teams.
Probably.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Mick, probably all three of them.
All three above and including everything.
Also, we got the latest in Pete's Week. A lot's been happening in the local area.
Yeah, a few things have been happening.
A lot. There's a Narella Road, obviously. People complaining and koalas and much, much more and redevelopments. And
did you say koalas and machine guns?
That would be amazing. I'd love to talk about that, Mick.
Kangaroos.
No, Mick, that's fake news.
We don't do fake news.
Yeah.
That's true news.
Also, a lot in television. Sad news in television, Mick.
Yes.
Yep.
Your good friend, Roy.
Joy.
Roy. Did I call him
Joy?
Roy.
Did I call him Roy?
Joy
Rubin.
Joy.
Rubin.
Not Roy.
Passed away.
Unfortunately, passed away this week, yes. However, we do also have a lot. And Glenn is here now. Hello,
yes,
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How's your week been?
What time is it?
He must be Clark Kent. Is he Superman? Oh, yes, he does look like Superman. He's just
saving somebody. Clark Kent.
Also, a lot's happening in the local area in television. It's 7 past 6.
I thought it was sometime.
Yeah,
7 past.
So it is sometime.
Sometime. It's sometime.
Sometime, yes.
Sometime. There's no sun today. Have you looked outside?
It's freezing today.
Absolutely.
Did you ride or drive or fly?
Fly.
Sometime.
I came by drone.
Oh. Drones can deliver things now, so
they drones deliver again.
Not babies, but hey, what can they?
There's big drones now, which take people in sitting, and then they'll fly them.
Really?
Big drones, yeah.
Well, they used to drones used to kill people, and now they're delivering your parcel.
No, they're doing good things.
They're doing good things. Good drones. No, you go, drones.
No. Until they fall out of the sky and kill someone else.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, that can happen.
Oh. Oops. Just don't be under a drone.
Sometimes. I saw a good drone got taken by a tiger.
Really?
Yeah, it was in China, I think it was China or Russia.
Africa, maybe?
No, these are snow tigers, snow leopards, no, snow tigers, and they were getting a bit fat, so what they were doing was the zoo was getting them to chase the drone, but the drone was a bit too low, and it got done.
And the tiger jumped on it?
Yeah, because these tigers were getting fatter and fatter.
So they wanted them to run?
Yeah. Obese tigers.
And they liked chasing the drone, but the drone got caught.
Who's smarter there? Also, we have Mad Mick Presents. A lot's been happening in Mad Mick's world, I assume. What do you got for us, Mick?
I feel a bit poor now.
Why?
Feel a bit poor or tall?
Poor.
Oh, he works on Sundays only. This is the problem.
Oh, you work on Sundays, are you?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mick. You lose half or whatever it was.
Half.
Yeah.
It's all got to go.
And movies. Anyone see any movies?
No.
I saw 3 movies.
Today?
Just today.
Just today.
Well, I see 3 movies. I used to go see 3 or 4 movies in one day.
Exactly.
And they always, in the end, they all used to become one big movie. You don't know which part was which.
I know. I saw Aliens and I saw Santa and I saw...
Alien Santa.
And I saw Italians.
They make a good
Italian
movie.
Italian Alien Santa. What's the 4th movie you saw?
I didn't see a 4th movie.
Oh, right. That would have been scary.
All right, we'll go some music. 100.3.
Can't stand it. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Well, in India at the moment, it is Aussie, Aussie, oi,
yeah,
oi, oi.
Yeah, India, crap in the cricket. Isn't that
What's
great?
What's happened, Peter?
Well,
golly gosh.
All that for 100 and was 105 in the first.
That's still a lot.
I just, come on.
Might be the wicket.
Come on.
It's moving.
No, the wicket was supposed to be very dry and very
dry and sticky, yeah.
And it's supposed to be very good for spinners.
So did you put your key in there to find that out, did we?
Yeah.
Well, Australia's spinner's been doing quite well. Pete, we've got a new superstar. Even is he better than Warnie? Is he going to be Warnie too?
No.
Is this the
one
there
who is
went
no Warnie.
He had to go off to the loo?
Better than Warnie.
No.
Did he have to go off to the loo?
Did he?
Is that the one?
What do you mean?
No.
Who went to the loo?
One bloke got sick and he had to go straight to the
loo. Oh, the guy was injured. Hurt, wasn't he?
No, that was Matt Renshaw. He doesn't bowl.
Was
he was batting.
Yeah. Adam Zampa you're talking about.
So what was he sick with?
No, Matt Renshaw was just sick and then he come back.
Yeah, flu.
I think he just
food poisoning.
Probably needed too much curry. Probably needed to go to the toilet. So that's all he was. He had a sore stomach.
Do you know any of this?
Went to the toilet and then he come back later on. So he did come back and play
he came
again.
Back.
Now we're going to our on the sidelines toilet reporter, Pete Mounsey. What happened in the bathroom just then?
Oh, he's a bit sick. Oh, he did runs and then he ran come back.
You've got to be running on the pitch, Pete.
It must have been the food.
Peter, how many runs did he get?
63 runs.
That was in the loo. How many runs did he get in the loo and how many runs did he get?
Did he get a century?
But probably because he hasn't played in India before and he's probably he can't get used to the. He's never played in India before.
Isn't it the same as playing in Australia?
No. It's the humidity's different, you see.
The humidity? I think it's the humidity.
And the sticky wicket, yeah, it's different for him. So
he couldn't
get used to the meals and he had to run.
It's like playing in Cairns.
I've actually had the runs in India before. Yeah, it was quite horrendous game.
Great, right, wasn't it?
It was horrendous.
Cuts. Get off it.
It's like a diet. You want to lose 2 kilos?
Go to a different country.
Go to a different country that has different...
I don't want to put the kilos on, not lose the kilos.
But Pete, what's going on with Australia? Because like, normally in India, Australia is really horrendously bad.
But they're going great. I think, I know what the second innings is, but they're Australian.
Well, so far at the second innings, India's just lost a wicket just a moment ago, and they're 1 for 10.
India's lost a wicket, so Australia got all out.
Australia's all out for 285, so India's got a fairly big target to get.
And this is only day three.
Yep, so India has to get, with 9 wickets remaining, 430 runs to win. Oh, they've lost.
Is that 285 the second innings or the first innings?
Second.
Second innings. First innings is 260 all out.
Oh, well, Australia's all won that one.
Okay, we've decided.
Don't count the chickens before they hatch.
Quick players all go home, Pete's declared a winner.
Not declaring it because the Wanderers did beat Sydney FC last week.
But then they had a riot, right?
3-0, and then they had a. I reckon.
Now, what was this banner, Pete? I've heard about this banner, and can you describe it to me? The banner
was,
from Dude.
It was the coach.
Coach
doing a lewd act. Doing a lewd act.
No, it could be
a nude act.
It could be a person who can't draw drew the coach.
And
$20,000 it costs.
And the 14 of those spectators are banned for 18 months. Can't come back to any soccer football matches for 18 months.
Is that fair?
They're out.
Just watch it on TV. You'll be fine.
They're gone.
How can they tell if they wear a beard or a mo?
Yeah.
And cover their face with a hijab.
But they knew. So, but
the hijab has to come in everything, doesn't it, these days?
Yeah.
Everything's a hijab these days.
So every time you get in trouble, wear a hijab? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I do when I rob banks, Steve. When I want to rob a bank, I wear my hijab.
Yeah. Next time you're banned from somewhere, wear a hijab, apparently.
You know what? They should have actually lost the 3 points. That's what would have rolled.
It's only a banner, Pete. Come on, toughen up.
They caught up.
Toughen up, your Smurfs.
Yeah. They got one more chance.
What was so wrong? But when Sydney FC, the latte-sniffing Smurfs...
Well, they won last night, didn't they?
They got their feelings hurt.
Like, do they not cause trouble?
What got me was it wasn't all that bad. It was just a person who couldn't draw.
Well, I think it was.
It might have been dyslexic.
It was pretty poor form.
What was that for?
It was a blue-faced male engaged in a sexual act.
Sexual act, you know.
I only saw his head.
Yeah, but you can't show
what the
actor of what he was doing. Well, not on radio, you can't.
Not on TV, you can't either.
Yes, you can. On SBS, you can.
Now, apparently the apology was too late as well, Pete. Why is the apology so late?
From the Wanderers.
Yeah.
Well, because they're silly, aren't they?
It was a whole week after.
Yeah, I know.
But should the players be punished, though, for the actions of the fans, though?
No.
Because obviously if they lose points and stuff because someone idiot in the crowd decided to put a banner up, it's not the players' fault.
No,
and how does the club stop that from happening? Do you go there and sit there and say, have you got a banner today? Can I have a look before you put it up there? Oh, wow, that's inappropriate.
Well, they probably do checks when they go in now.
Well, of all your banner, like have a little, show us your design.
If you've got a banner, give it to me, you get rid of it and then go in. And if you don't want to get rid of it, off you go.
So no fun allowed.
Get home on your bike.
Yeah, but where does this no fun end?
They do it again.
Just everyone sit there in silence.
Let's just remember, though, Steve, is Pete... Sydney FC is trying to talk about everything else and the fact they lost.
Hey, we won last night. 3-0.
But you lost
1-0. First time in 1,000 days.
And guess what? We've got 6 games to go and we'll win the top.
Yeah.
We'll meet the proof. And what happened to the Wanderers the other night? Can't even win an Asian game. Come on. 3-0.
They had to beat the other ones.
3-0. They lost down the road at Campbelltown Stadium. 3-0. Right? And they couldn't even...
That's not a surprise. We haven't been playing that well this season. I don't know how we defeated you, actually.
And then Brisbane lost 3-0 as well. Adelaide lost 3-0 against one of the other teams, but Brisbane won 2-1-0. And then this week we've got a...
West Sydney play who this weekend, Pete?
I don't know. They're playing 2 games this week.
They're
going to play to Asia again. They're playing back in Asia again.
Well, they're playing Perth Glory tonight at 10 o'clock.
Well, that's the love of lose to Wanderers.
Eastern Standard Time or Western Standard Time?
Well, it's Eastern. Right here, Mick.
In your standard time.
In your standard time. Mick standard
in
time.
In your own time, Mick.
It's in some time, Mick.
In some time.
Mick standard time. Wow. Where are we going on this show, Pete?
In some time.
Sometime we're going somewhere. We don't know. But I do play Shanghai East Asia on Tuesday night at 10:30.
Come on, East Asia.
Come on, East Asia. Yes. Go the Asians.
Now, also, the Brazilians are coming, Pete.
Are these complimentary Brazilians?
Not down there, Pete, but we're talking about the Brazilians are going to play the Socceroos at the MCG in June.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that exciting, Pete?
Go the Brazilians.
No.
Yeah.
Go the Socceroos.
No, go the Brazilians.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I'd like to see a Brazilian.
We all will.
Well, you can in April.
In April? In June, get down
June,
there.
June, sorry.
Yeah.
June.
In April? Don't know what that might be. That could be anything.
That might be too early for the Brazilians.
The Juniors.
Oh, they're in June, are they? The Brazilians.
Yeah, anyway.
The NRL starts next Thursday.
Thank God, Pete.
NRL starts next Thursday. We had the Super Rugby this week started.
Waratahs tonight, Pete. How do you think they're going to go?
Okay, I suppose.
That's a decisive.
Lots of happening. Gold.
Also, to grand final time in the NBL, Sydney Kings.
Are not Steve. There.
What happened?
They didn't even make it to the semis at all.
Perth and Illawarra, isn't it?
Correct.
Good they job, play yeah. over Wildcats the and Hawks.
Yeah,
Sky Perth.
Now, the NRL's coming up, and I don't know, we'll have our ratings in a moment.
Yes.
This is what the NRL CEO thought about it. He was asked the question on ABC this week, and he has high hopes for the season, obviously.
Start with the state of the game. Heading into the 2017 season, on a scale of 1 to 10, what rating does rugby league get from you?
Probably 7.5. I think we've got a bit of room to improve. I think there's lots of opportunity to improve, but the real challenge is, rather than talk about it, is actually do it.
Good idea. Go back and do that. Pete, 7.5,
pretty good.
Show,
don't you? I don't know. Like, you're the CEO. You should be saying 10 out of 10.
No, you don't.
No, come on.
Your own, Chickens
for their roots. Well, how much do you give it, Pete? 7.5? Too high? Too low?
I'd probably 6.
6?
Ooh. I don't watch football, so I'll give it a 4.
I didn't watch one game at all. So you're a 0. So about 0? Yeah.
I'll go 10 just because
I'll go 1 because I did hear some things in the news.
Yeah, well, I think it was that bad.
Yeah, why not? But yeah.
So what's happened to the preseason, Pete? We usually were due pre-season. For a scandal. Has any dogs been harmed this week?
No, not after the West Tigers played.
Any drugs?
But I can tell you about a West Tiger, a Dragons player.
Yeah, the Breven.
The one that plays fullback there, Josh Dugan, State of Origin. They signed Ben Hunt for next year on over $1 million a season. Mm-hmm. But now what I hear is that, because Josh Dugan hasn't signed for the Dragons yet, because they're offering less money, and I think he's a better player than what Ben Hunt is, and really the rest of the Dragons players aren't happy at all. Not happy with the coach. Not happy that he's
let's go play.
Not happy that
title.
Josh Dugan is going to be getting less money what he's going to get on his last contract, and you get Ben Hunt who's not a very good player. So really, I think they should have signed a better player than him. So we'll see if they do sign him up, or does Josh leave the Dragons and goes elsewhere. Ooh. And if I reckon he might go elsewhere.
He might ask Mark.
Where would he go?
Somewhere else.
Maybe I'd like to see him at, maybe, I don't know, really.
Bulldogs?
West Tigers can, maybe they can, he can play there because that other West Tigers player did that little scandal last week. Maybe
well,
he,
South
can,
Sydney, what about South Sydney?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, we'll see. But maybe West Tigers a lot, would need a lot better player than him than South, I think.
Now, there was some secret recordings in the AFL this week. Let's take a listen in.
They want the club to cop the heaviest suspension ever to a club. I'm me to cop the heaviest suspension ever to an individual. And Danny to cop the suspension, I'm not sure about Reed and Bond. They're a pack of lying pricks.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Hurd predicting the fact that Essendon would be in a lot of trouble for their drug supplement scandal back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Peter?
Yes?
Did these tapes tell us anything we didn't already know?
No.
No, it was a big thing apparently in Melbourne. Yeah.
But the bloke now who's CEO is on the tapes as well.
Yeah. Gil McLaughlin, yeah, he's apparently he lied or something. Yeah, you told her this and then you're not.
I don't think he
right
was on
thing.
The. I don't think Gil McLaughlin was.
He
on
was.
The,
he was, yeah, he was.
I think it was. Isn't the CEO of the Essendon Club on the tape?
Oh, Paul, someone was
no,
on
no,
there.
He was.
Paul yeah, Little. Yeah. He was Paul mentioned Little, in the yeah. tape, but he wasn't actually on the tape. Let's
now,
be clear about that.
Now he's the CEO
AFL.
Yeah, he's been the CEO for a while now. Not just yeah. He's been there for a while now, so...
Yeah, so I think they reckon they met him on the tape, they mentioned it.
Something about you, something said something, now you're lying back on your words.
Yeah. But he wasn't
like
on the tape, though, so yeah. Let's be really clear here. McLaughlin wasn't on the tape, no, he was talked about on the tape.
Yeah.
And they basically were saying that he'd gone back on the word.
That's what the swearing was coming from.
Yeah, but why are they still talking about the Essendon scandal?
It's all over. God, all the players are back now. Well, whoever's left, yeah.
Victorians. And now... It's not the only thing arguing about the toss, though, Pete. They're also arguing about the actual toss.
They're all tosses.
Apparently, the centre bounce, according to the umpire's coach, has no benefits. You know, where they go up there and do their dance and they bounce the ball down.
Yeah.
So what the coach is suggesting, he wants a toss-up instead. What the toss, Pete?
Well, in the women's
what's
comp,
the difference?
I don't know.
Toss-up or a
throw-down? A bounce. If you toss it up, it goes straight up. If you hit a bounce, it could go anywhere.
The women's comp, they just throw it up in the air. The men, they toss it, they bounce on the ground.
Apparently, the umpire's coach reckons if you toss it, it's fairer to all the tossers, obviously.
Toss.
That's not very
because they're all tossers.
Absolutely. No, I did. Sounds like...
a tosser.
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
Just do it.
I like the bounce. It's a little bit unpredictable.
Yeah.
And
but some can go different ways.
Apparently, also some umpires get injured bouncing.
How?
Well, that's their job.
Am I bounce back on their face?
Yeah, obviously, like doing their learning and everything.
Said,
that's their training to do that
yeah,
sort of stuff.
Depends on what the ground they're bouncing it on.
Well, practice.
It could be.
I like the
randomness.
You never know what's going to happen.
A stone. So tossing it up in the air is much easier, much safer than bouncing.
Oh God, are you the OHS police? Are we?
Just bounce it. That's what they're there to do.
I've played both Aussie Rules and Union, and I've seen how they both do it. And the toss is the better way.
Tossing is better.
Well, play NRL then.
Tossing is better. There's our motto of the day. Now in Tokyo, the Olympics are in a bit of trouble there. The venue they've got for the golf in 2020, unfortunately, has one slight problem. They won't let women in.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Apparently they've said to them, if you don't let women in, we'll unfortunately the Kazugaki Country Club...
Can go.
Only if you beat them on Sundays, though. Women can't play on Sundays.
So you can't play it on a Sunday.
Monday to Saturday, some reason women are okay, but on Sundays, go make me a cup of tea, get me my remote, get me my slippers. Apparently they can't play golf.
That is so that means if the Olympics is on, you've got to play it before the Sunday comes.
Well, apparently they're saying they're going to change
no
the
women.
Rule,
or
they're not going to let them... And they can't become full members either, so...
No.
So it's really against them.
We're stupid. Yeah. Don't have. I reckon don't have golf in the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Peter.
So you only one like
thank
one
you, Peter.
Golf club host.
Golf shouldn't be in the Olympics.
Golf shouldn't be
played
at all.
Played in Sydney instead of Tokyo.
Well, that's not how
there's
the
other
Olympics
golf
works.
Clubs in Japan.
Of course there is. Golf is very popular in Japan.
But should golf clubs have rules like that, banning women on Sundays?
No.
Like stupid.
What next? They're going to take their penalty rates away.
No, what you do is have men golf clubs and women's golf clubs. That would be fair.
Well, yeah. We have men and women's toilets, I guess.
No, no, you have a golf club for men.
Not if
you
Trump
have a golf club for women.
Oh, sorry, he's talking about
no trans toilets anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good old Trump.
Why does the president have a bathroom policy like
we have one here? It's all your
We have a unisex toilet.
We have
here.
A unisex toilet here.
Oh,
doesn't matter what.
So anyone can go in there.
Mm.
That's good.
Does that worry you, Peter?
No.
No, I didn't think
so. Even the unis can go in.
Now, Kiri, I was talking about uni. he's in the Marcel semi-finals, Pete.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah, he might even win.
Who?
Kyrgios.
Kyrgios.
A title.
Oh,
and it could be his 13th.
That's curious, isn't it?
Curious, yeah.
13th as well.
Wow.
At least he didn't bomb it up like Atomic.
Ah, he had a big sook.
Oh, did he again?
So did
Nishikori
as well this week. And
Nishikori? Who's Nishikori?
The Japanese Kai Nishikori.
The number 5 in the world.
The Japanese is also correct. Oh, wow.
He's good, actually.
He's very good, but he had
but
a
the Japanese don't get angry, ever.
But he did. He smashed his racket in
What gets me is when I was playing competition tennis, when I was playing competition tennis, we never saw people smashing their rackets. No one ever smashed rackets.
Why not?
Only since the 90s or 2000s.
This is Agassi.
Agassi never... McEnroe didn't even do it.
Agassi was...
You can't be serious. Can't be serious.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter.
McEnroe was the best.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Very entertaining guy, yeah.
Now, also, to the Olympics in 2024 won't be in Hungary. They're not hungry enough for it. They've decided...
Where's it going?
No.
Ethiopia.
No, not Ethiopia either. Apparently, they've pulled out.
Sydney!
They've decided that they don't want to spend the money.
It's back to... it's
good, back. Good, because it costs a lot of money to run...
It does.
It's back to Sydney.
No, maybe it's going to be two other people. It ain't going to be Sydney.
Could be LA. Because
we didn't put our name down. I think it's LA or Paris. Take your pick.
It'll probably be... I reckon LA. Paris. It'll LA. Be Paris.
No, LA.
Mm. America hasn't had it for a while.
So.
Yeah, LA.
And then they'll
have
Trump over there. He'll be like his last year as president, right? 2024?
Yeah. No, before that.
Oh, yeah, true.
Can you imagine
He'll be gone pretty soon.
How will he be gone, Pete? How will we get rid of him?
He's going to do eight terms. Wow.
8 years. He won't get eight.
He'll do 8 years.
He can only do 2 terms.
That's what I mean, 2 terms.
What do you mean he'll do two terms?
He'll get assassinated by then.
You don't want more terms of Trump?
That's bad.
You want Trump to do more terms?
We just see what
I
he's doing.
He hasn't shown
what he's going to do.
He signed executive orders. He's got his new toilet policy.
It hasn't gone through yet.
His toilet policy?
That's a big policy.
Wow.
He'll be assassinated by the end of the year.
Peter.
That's not nice.
It is very nice. I hate him.
Really? You hate him?
Why do you hate him for?
Because he's stupid.
Why is he stupid?
I'm back in turbo.
I just love the arguments we have these days. He's just stupid. You know, as bad as
both
he is.
Of them to go
you haven't even given dumb, one reason why he's stupid.
Turbo's
to be
crap
fair,
anyway.
The only reason why he's there is because everyone else is dumb and stupid. So Pete's argument is rather
Mac of Turbo's crap anyway.
Wow. What cranky voter, Peter Mountain.
I love Labour.
Okay.
That's a great sport.
Sounds like you're in Labour. Anyway, back to sport. The women, Pete. Back to the women. They have got to bake the Australian W League the biggest in the world.
Yes.
They are going to try to get a minimum legal salary of $11,500 a year.
What's the W one?
W League's women's football.
You AFL. Mean women's soccer, don't you?
No, AFL.
Or football. AFL?
No, the new AFL one.
League. No, well, soccer you could call it too.
Oh.
So is it soccer, league, or union?
The
WNBA. W League.
The W League. Yeah,
the football that is the football soccer. That you play with the ball that you kick with the foot.
Soccer.
When you play,
so you kick the ball with the league balls. On union as well.
Yeah,
you
know, but I think football's got more claim to the foot.
You're not allowed to touch it.
When you play with your balls.
You're not allowed
right?
to touch it with your hands.
Yeah, they actually get a little bit sensitive about handball. They are not handballers; they're footballers. They're
yeah, the goalie can just play with his balls.
Well, that's right. That's a good point. Anyway, Pete, is that a good thing?
There's no tossing the ball, right?
Because the W League doesn't do so well.
Yeah.
Like, crowd-wise, they don't get the same exposure. Now, women's team's fantastic, but they don't get a big crowd. Why not, Pete?
No, I think...
Put them together with the men's league and...
100.3.
Mad, but he's a bit happy, though. He's that mad he's
happy. I'm happy, Mitch.
He's also happy. His mate, Pauline, fish and chip shop, she's also happy. Let's listen to why.
I could not believe the news today when I heard that Farouk's gone, the CEO of Australia Post, so I thought, yes! Fantastic. And we actually had to bring it out there to the public to inform the people what was actually happening. And I had to put it on the floor of Parliament last week. Who's done this before? No one.
Right, someone got sacked before. I think it's the first time anyone's been sacked or decided to go.
A lot of people get sacked.
So apparently the CEO decided that the board was going to cut his pay. Didn't like that idea. Most people don't like their pay getting cut.
No.
Then decided he was going to quit. Wasn't about the money, apparently. He just decided it was time to go. He's been there for 7 years, Mick. Was it the money or was it the fact his pay was going to go down a couple of mil?
I think
there was people complaining about how he sacked all these other people and got a big income through it. because he got rid of contractors who bought brand new vehicles to deliver the mail, and they finished up with no contracts anymore.
Mm.
But the way he was going to small people, the small post office and that.
Not open on Sundays. That's what I'm worried about.
No, it was never open on Sundays when we were growing up.
Should be open on Sunday.
No, it shouldn't be Sunday.
Yeah.
Remember,
it's a retail business.
It took God 7 days to make the earth, and on the seventh day, he had peace, rest.
How long did it take him to send a package?
Pauline then got a bit of a response back from the CEO. She tweeted some things as well, so it got a bit nasty during the week. On the project, the CEO was defending himself. Let's have a listen in.
I'm still waiting for your resignation letter to arrive in the mail.
There are 50,000 people doing an amazing job at Australia Post, and I don't particularly appreciate any politician who lives off the taxpayer. That's because that's what our politicians do.
Hold on a sec. Doesn't he get paid $5 million from the taxpayers' money
for
doing a job that clearly isn't worth $5 million?
It's not worth $5 million him.
And then he's complaining about a politician who may only be getting paid $200. To run the country, you get paid less than this guy does.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of hide, does he not, Mick?
Yeah, and
that is I can't even believe an argument you can run. Like, it's fair enough he should protect the staff and say good things about them, but why don't he treat them better in the first place?
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know, it's a bit of what a gets me argument. Is how come he reckons he deserves it? He didn't deserve it.
I still don't even know what he does.
He's the CEO of the post office.
Yeah, but what does he do in practice?
If he's practice, that means he's not perfect.
He does stuff.
Yeah.
CEO stuff.
But anyone could have done the same thing for
Drinks
him.
Drinks a coffee in the morning.
Anyone could have done the same thing, exactly the
it
same
sounds
thing.
Like he does nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does stuff, but so far I haven't heard anything worth how much he was making.
No.
Well, if it's not worth...
he could have employed... How many people could he have employed? 100.
Now, Pauline... You got stuck into Pauline a bit more as well?
Criticising the amazing work that our post officers and our employees do, this amazing service. What Senator Hanson should really work out, does she have a real issue with how Australia Post is performing, or does she have an issue with the colour of my skin?
Oh.
And I think it's at the end of the city of religion as well. Hold on.
My religion.
Well, I don't see a problem with the colour of his skin. Mm. I think it's a religion, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know where the skin colour came involved, because the issue has always been his religion.
His background.
Because he's of a Muslim faith, and she's been rather disgusting in her approach to that issue of it. But the issue is performance as well, Mick, because the post office ain't particularly the greatest institution since sliced bread, last time I checked.
What did you say? I couldn't hear.
The post office isn't the best place in the world.
For what?
Anything. Have you been to the post office?
No.
You line up forever?
No, I don't line up.
I rarely do.
I don't line up.
I go to Glenfield one, I don't line up.
I do.
I'm fine, I just go in there and I'll get served straight away.
When I go to Macquarie Fields, I don't line up. Or you might have two people in front of you, that's maximum.
That's a lineup.
See, if they'll open on Sundays, you've got to wait, right?
No, you don't need it on Sundays.
No, because people need their rest. Job all day, you just go in on a Tuesday when you've got nothing else to do all day.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
There you go, everyone should quit.
Well, people working on Sunday, though, they have not got so much good news this week.
Day penalty rates in the hospitality, fast food, retail and pharmacy awards do not achieve the modern awards objective, as they do not provide a fair and relevant minimum safety net. The effect of the decision in respect of Sunday penalty rates is as follows. In the hospital award, the penalty rate for full-time and part-time employees will be reduced from 175 to 150. There will be no change to the Sunday rate for casuals, which will remain at 175%. In the fast food award, the Sunday penalty rate will be reduced for level 1 employees from 150 to 125% for full-time and part-time employees, and from 175 to 150% for casuals. There will be no change to Sunday penalty rates for level 2 and 3 employees in that award.
So you must go up to level 2 in your fast food award.
Remember,
what is level 2 in the fast food award? Do you have to figure out what's in the secret sauce or what?
No, what gets me, I thought these people were supposed to be intelligent. Didn't they see what happens in America with the working poor?
Mm.
And how much does he make a week?
The commissioner, probably.
Yeah. Has he?
A lot.
He doesn't work Sundays, though, so he doesn't get Sunday rates.
Or retail.
Yeah.
So these people who are working Sundays,
are generally the people who need the money. Mm-hmm. Without that extra bit, they are $50 or $100 less. That means $100 less they can spend in on the shops. $100 less
or
they
bills
have to...
Or
on bills, yes. So they are cutting their own
throats. But the cuts aren't particularly eradicationist on their penalty rates. It's a slight reduction.
It is, because a lot of people only work... Some of the people who work are Saturdays and Sunday only.
They're cutting the rate down from, like, some cases... 200% down to 175. So they're still getting a penalty rate.
No, but
they're reducing the penalty rate. The penalty rates aren't gone.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying by cutting the penalty rates, they are losing the people who need the money on low incomes are losing some of their income.
So what about the people that work Monday to Friday on low incomes?
That's
because their rent doesn't come any different price. So I don't understand though. Like, fair enough, you get paid a bit more on a Sunday, but what happens to the people Monday to Friday that don't have penalty rates that are on minimum wages? What happens to that working poor man?
But
his argument's a bit tedious. It's like it's like a union win it all costs
argument. You're just going on the obs.
Well, a lot of
what
people
I'm saying is there's a lot of people who work only Saturdays and Sundays, and that's what they rely on. And people who are going to universities working Monday to Friday at university, and they work Saturday and Sunday to get their bills paid. So, did you go to university and did you pay your bills?
Yep.
And how did you pay your bills?
But I didn't go to Monday. I actually worked two jobs at university.
Oh. So, did you work Monday to Friday?
I only actually ended up working Sundays for a long time.
Yeah.
And I only chose to work Sundays. If I didn't get paid a penny rate, I wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So, it actually...
And it's not going to work anyway. They're saying, oh, these people who work... Because they can't even save their money, they can't employ other people. Boo! That's a lot of crap. They won't. They just put in their
small
pocket.
Small business owner might, though, because he...
No, they won't.
They might.
They won't pay $200 for another person or $100. You're only saving $50 or $80. They won't put an extra person on and pay an extra $150. Well, come,
but
wake up.
But the truth to the Sundays, too, is that in retail trade, it's one of the busiest days of the whole week now. Like, a coffee shop's not going to have people there on a Sunday because... Like, if you don't open on a Sunday, you'll just lose business.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much you pay the staff. Like, I've not seen a coffee shop that struggles to sell a coffee or a $20 breakfast
on
Sunday.
They do pretty
good,
actually.
No, no.
Like, you open on Sunday for a reason, because there's lots more customers.
Yeah.
But I've seen...
Lots
down
more
in,
customers.
Yeah, way more customers.
Depends on the people. I've seen down in near Wollongong, a coffee shop or a fish and chip shop, which had Saturday prices and weekend prices, and
had
the prices for the week prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many do that.
Is that a solution, maybe?
That's
that we
a
just
solution,
pay more
yeah.
on Sundays when we want to go to the
yeah.
the cafe.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, have a tip jar there, maybe?
So what's the solution, Mick? Do you agree with that they should restore them, or should they increase
they
the base wage?
They should restore them to what they are. A lot of some of the businesses are not going to take the cut. They're going to pay the people who the same rate as they normally pay. Mm. And they are the smart ones, because you'll keep your... The employees, you'll keep the employees happy and safe and loyalty. When you start doing kicking them in the pants, first time they get a chance to leave, they'll leave, and you'll have to find out someone else who will be better or as good.
But
and it's very hard.
The question I've got, though, why if you work in fast food, do you get a lower Sunday penalty rate than if you work in hospitality? It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Why is this? Because you work in fast food, you get 125%.
As I said,
cases.
These blokes who...
And then if you work
hours,
in a cafe store, like this is applied to a Mick cafe, for argument's sake, as opposed to the Mick hamburger place. Like, how do they decide which one's which? Should it just be a flat amount? Like, you work on Sunday, you get, like, time and a half or something.
These simple. People... This is the intelligence like, is of our people who lead us. These are our leaders. These are the intelligence. They got none. No common sense.
But it's simple.
And what these are supposed to be... That's what I'm saying. They've got no common sense, so they don't know anything.
Yeah.
They've never worked it. Or they've never been working on Saturdays and Sundays and having to live off that money they get.
Right.
These blokes are on hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. They don't care. They don't care how... If they lose penalty rates or cut their prices, give them... half their wage? No, they won't. So,
do you think this will be an issue that will decide the next election?
Yes, it will be. It'll be one issue.
Really?
It'll be one of them, for sure.
Yeah.
And we might see the fearless leader being attacked by... Abbott!
Oh, Abbott, here he is. Abbott just
oh,
waiting.
Oh, Abbott's out of the hat. Oh, anyway.
The Abbott's out of the hat, yeah.
He's just
something
waiting.
For next hour. Let's not ruin the whole show. Mad Mick, mad as always. But don't worry, we're only paying him. What's our Saturday penalty rate for whingy, whiny people?
No, we Saturday rates, we get 150%
of nothing.
Yeah. And Sundays, we get 200% of nothing.
Terrible. 100.3.
For Pete's week, yes. we can find out what Peter did wrong this week. Much more nice. Now, home buyers are flocking to Claymore because it is a hot spot for properties.
Yes.
It wasn't always the best area, Claymore, I hear, but...
No, never.
Is this... Are they selling off all the housing commission places?
Yes. They do.
Correct, Mick. Correct.
You don't hear it anywhere else, but...
Well, now there's no places for the people who lived in these.
No, they're making more.
Nothing about apartments.
They say that, and it's a lot of crap again.
Well, we'll see what they come up with. You
have a look at how many housing commission or public housing's been taken away from New South Wales.
Yep.
And they're saying, we'll fix it all up, Lot of crap.
Yeah, there's bureaucrats. Housing's expensive. Breaking news. What did the planning minister say today? He was like, once you get buy a house in Sydney, your whole life is sorted.
No.
No, it's
really?
Not.
You got to pay rates.
Really?
Bills.
What happens then? Like, you've got your mortgage to pay, you've got your house to pay.
Your rates.
Then another MP the other day said
your bills, and taxes.
You've got to pay your phone bill, electricity bill.
You got to work
bill.
On Saturdays and
Sundays.
No,
just ring up your phone company and say, no, I've got a house. I don't need to pay.
The politician said it's fine.
It's fine. I'm sorted now.
I want
go
free
away.
Bills.
Stop sending me letters.
And the other guy said the other day, if you want a house, just get a good job.
Oh, yeah, because it just happens like that.
Yeah, just get a good high paying job. I think that's true though, because it's actually
bank
true.
Rob is a good job. That's high paying.
Oh yeah, if you
I don't know why they have a politician saying it, but that's what the situation in Sydney is. If you don't have a good job, you can't get a house.
Stick to it.
Can you?
No.
Unless you're really good at saving.
Unless you rob people in the street.
Well, what about that? They're talking about
that's
giving
a good job if you can get away with it.
If you get away with it,
they're talking about
job.
Giving low income people, doctors and nurses and police, special.
Doctors
places.
Are
low police.
At the Sydney Olympic Park development, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're talking about other places as well.
For a mere $600,000, you can get a one-bedroom shoebox.
That's depressing.
At Sydney Olympic Park.
Imagine if you had children. They can fall out of the windows.
I don't think it's the children. You'll die of boredom out there. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Have you been to Homebush, Mick?
It's very boring. Yeah. Hardly anything goes on.
I went to the Easter show.
That's the only time the
that's like
go.
One
went
time
to the
a
garden
year.
Show out there.
Never
one time
there.
A year.
Never been
there. Try going there on a Tuesday.
Other
night.
Than the Easter show and the garden show, nothing's on. Yeah. No shows.
Well, you get some footballers, and then you get the crowd trying to wake you up in the morning.
You're trying
to get sleep.
You have free games that you can watch from your place.
Hardy.
Now Nazis are in town this week. Balboaing. Apparently, there was a driveway parking dispute. Now this person put a sign up saying immigrant trespassers will be persecuted. Can't spell properly either. Unfortunately, Nazis have never been good spellers, I've noticed in history. Terrible spellers, the Nazis.
They were never called the Nazis by their own people. They were called
Hitlers.
So the police.
No. That's only. No, they weren't called Nazis.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I'll say no to Peters.
So anyway, nonetheless, apparently these dopes put their stupid sign up, and then the police had to get involved. What a waste of police resources have to turn up for this. And essentially, they basically asked if they could take it down because it was kind
waste of time calling the cops.
Inappropriate.
It was not.
Yeah, Peter.
No.
Now,
well,
the police says.
They got better things to do.
Yeah, I think so. Like,
turn the music down, that would be.
No, they got better things than tell people to turn music down.
Just don't put SWAT stickers in the front of your house.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do
it's
that.
It's not labeled.
No, it but might have been the... No,
SWAT stickers weren't always part of the Nazi party. Yes,
No. What I'm saying is people think it's a SWAT sticker and it's turned around the opposite way. It's an Indian good luck sign.
Yeah. But I think they're going for the Nazi thing here. Now, the Anti-Discrimination Board of New South Wales said it probably isn't illegal. Doesn't actually breach any legislation. Just impolite.
It's a moral thing.
And they say it happens all across the state too. Not just in Campbelltown, happens in the North Shore, happens in the Inner West, happens everywhere. The police crime manager warned against taking a breach of the Act or the Crimes Act, but obviously they haven't laid any charges. And they don't get a lot of these complaints, but it is a really poor sign. Like, not even well written either, actually.
I had to report to the police on Wednesday or Thursday. Because I had an idiot who was driving.
That is very silly.
Who was driving a vehicle with a cherry picker up in the air, took out my power, nearly took out my power and took out my phone line.
Oh, really?
And pulled the nearly pulled the power line off the connections.
Oh, what were you going to do?
What happens if it would have fell on top of me and I would have been sorted out?
Yeah, Mick wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, so you get bloody idiots
who
drive with their cherry pickers up in the air and they don't look above.
That's all the time. I wear my cherry picker on my roof of my car.
Lower your cherry picker when you're driving.
Where else do you put your cherry picker, Mick?
Yeah, you idiot.
You put your cherry picker in the front seat.
Oh, right, of course. All right.
It detaches?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Oh,
yeah. Or a boy, or a girl. They pick cherries, don't they?
They do. Campbelltown State Labor MP Greg Warren was at Parliament last week and he called for the immediate removal of S-Set trains.
Those S-Sets.
From the Sydney Trains Network.
Which ones are they?
S-Sets.
S-Set trains.
What are they? Are they the stainless steel without air conditioning?
Yes.
Yeah.
If they did that, there'd be a shortage of trains and it'd be like Queensland. How they didn't have enough drivers, then they wouldn't have enough trains
Nick,
here.
You're using logic.
Wow, Nick, good you're job. Smarter than the politician.
That's right.
You should run to be a politician or something.
Oh, I think I should, but I can't run because I've got a bad knee.
Okay, well,
it always takes people to run.
I can skip, but I can't run.
What about limping?
I limp, it's all right.
You can be the first limping politician. Yeah. his motion said that there were sauna-like conditions.
Why do politicians say stupid
things? Oh, they're so stupid.
It's like kids is the dumbest things.
Oh, they would say, get the new ones from South
Sydney.
Korea when they're too wide.
I think maybe they can just make them up, like, you know, like abracadabra and...
Oh, one white, not two.
Two, okay.
More the merrier.
No, that's not
right. Now, the cemetery's coming closer. Pete, you're excited by this.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's been popular. Everyone's dying to get into it.
Oh, quick, I'm going to die now. I want to go to Scenic Hills and look at the nice, lovely view.
So the state government has officially rezoned the Scenic Hills as Cemetery Hills.
Oh, we all can die there now. Yay.
Now, it's got the tickle approval of the Department of Planning. It's still required, though, so there's still got a few little hurdles to go before you can die on the Scenic Hills. The Scenic Hills, though, the opposition group are very cross.
Can I ask a question?
They said if this is a state government that clearly doesn't listen to communities, and that's why at times they feel disconnected from the process. One can only feel like they have been treated with contempt.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
if these
can.
Blocks who people bought into were told these would not be built out or have cemeteries there, so they were misled.
Who told
so they
them?
Should be able to sue the people who are selling it.
Well, go sue them.
Because that's misleading, that's fraud.
I don't think anyone actually buys. If you buy a house thinking your views are always going to be the same, you're stupid.
I was told that.
Well, don't listen to stupid people.
No, don't look.
Yeah, that's.
like, it's like saying, oh, I bought a house in a street and now it's been rezoned, and the developer didn't tell me that.
Of course, they're not going to tell you.
They
like,
should
did
be.
Did the developer meant to tell you that there might be driverless cars in 20 years and that maybe it might rain next week? Like. But nonetheless, they are also complaining that the press release from the department's website was a Trump-style release full of false information and misleading information. The false
fake news.
Fake news strikes again. That's the biggest local hogwaddle I've heard for quite some time.
A lot of crap.
I don't think the department's as good as Trump. I don't think they would have said that was terrific.
A lot of the people there are scared the zombies are coming up.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. I think she is being a little bit melodramatic.
100.3 FM.
It's time for television.
And a sad week this week.
Yeah.
Very sad week.
More people like you.
The theme from Joy's World, hosted by Joy Ribby, and Mick knew Joy Ribby very well.
Mick was part of the crew.
He was the cameraman for the stars.
I was cameraman. I used to set up the studio until I went computerized.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a very good woman. She's done a lot of good in her life.
She ran the longest-running TV show on community television in the country. It began in 1987.
Wow.
That's where they started.
And it ran up to 2014. And in 2014, she would have been all of a young 87, Mick.
She was the oldest announcer still alive.
Yeah.
In the world.
I think you're right. Yeah, it'd be pretty close.
And she has... there's a lot of people who... their careers were started through Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be very missed.
She's also, the oldest 80-year-old to do a naked scene on the ABC about 5 years ago, I remember, actually. I think it was on one of the Chaser shows.
No, it was on Chaser. It was on one of these mental shows.
Yeah.
Mental.
Oh, mental as.
It was to do with some mental asylum.
Yeah,
yeah, mental health.
She's on Sons and Daughters, Home and Away, The Outsiders. She's also in Trot Fest every now and then.
She did every
drama
Trot Fest.
Teacher, actress, author, 50 years in the creative industry.
So she was in nearly every Australian TV show and nearly in a lot of Australian movies.
She, even
she was the biggest.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
She was the biggest agent in the Southern Hemisphere in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's have a listen to what she had to say about getting up in the morning and doing All Being Joy when she was in, I think about 5 years ago, so in the mid 80s, because obviously most people in their 80s aren't doing TV shows, last time I checked.
Well, darling, first of all, I keep waking up in the morning, and when I wake up in the morning I think, oh, another day, and what am I going to do today, and I do it, whatever it is.
And you read a lot?
I do, I read a lot. I love reading.
How many books would you read a week?
Well, some of them take me 2 or 3 weeks to read. I'm not a fast reader. I tend to go to sleep a lot.
But Joy, I met you when I was around 5.
Little girl.
I know, I was at La Perouse Public School.
Very shy little girl you
were. I was, and my mother dragged me along to your elocution lessons. And for that I'm very grateful. Now, you taught many, many children elocution at La Perouse.
I certainly did,
yes. Tell us about those days.
Well, I don't know, I just... I know, yes. Let me see, you've just reminded me of what I did and why I started. I started because I had been an actress. When I say I had been, I gave it all up to have children, because one did in those days when you got a job or you did some work. You didn't work anymore, you were a full-time mother. So I was a full-time mother for a little while. And when my children started to speak and go to school and get bad habits in their speech and come home with La Perouse accents, that's when I started thinking, not only do I have to teach my own children to speak beautifully, I have to teach all the children they play with.
Wow, wait till she gets out to Minto.
La Perouse.
And Karen was one of the La Perouseans.
Oh, really?
What's the La Perouse accent, Mick? I've never heard of the La Perouse accent.
Is that like hipsters? Is that like don't Newtown know. Hipsters or something?
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. Where's the free 10 going?
Wow.
So well, what would you like to work with, though, Mick? Because obviously it is a bit of a party atmosphere, I suspect, on her show.
She was... When she worked, she did everything she wanted spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So it made everyone...
I know, she edited every single episode.
Some of them, yes. Mm. She used to sit down with a girl called Cathy and sit and pick what she wanted in her shows. She used to also do some editing. And she complained once about one of the editing programs, the new editing program compared to the old one.
She was editing on the computer?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was getting... To go to the same point in the old program, you do 4 clicks... And to get to the same point on the new thing, you had to do 17 clicks. And she couldn't work out why. Me either. But
good
she
question.
Could. She had a good memory. She used to remember people's phone numbers, a lot of phone numbers. She just didn't have to look it up in the book. She'd pop them out.
Oh, that's good.
Pop them out.
Photogenic memory.
And she was very generous in her time and her money.
Big news too, Tuesday, March 7th, mark it in your calendar, the Australian Eurovision entry will be announced by SBS.
Yeah.
Who's your tip, Pete? Who will be the Eurovision?
Maybe...
Guy Sebastian.
Peter Mousy.
Shannon Noel.
No, not after what happened recently.
What about me?
What about me? I shouldn't hit people. It's not fair.
I don't know.
But he's wishing
maybe Casey Donovan. She's in the jungle right now. She can...
She's in the jungle.
She's going pretty good, actually.
Jessica Marboy's odds-on favourite.
Yeah.
Jessica, you think?
Did she already sing?
I don't think she's been an entry, though.
No, she
hasn't. Okay,
the Veronicas also, possibly.
Yeah.
Ostentatious. Yeah.
No.
The Veronicas are pretty good.
All right, Casey Donovan. Yeah.
What about Sia?
Sia, no way.
Sia.
Not even Flume.
Flume? Come on, they're like...
Spoiler alert, Flume isn't a singer, he's a producer, but hey.
Who's Flume?
Australian artist. He's actually doing pretty good.
Got a award?
If they're looking for a more DJ-oriented...
Didn't he get an award?
That's the guy who won last year, right? In Sweden, the guy that ran it had that little...
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
That was a DJ thing with an animation.
Then Flume's your best pick.
Hey, Trump Fest was last week, too. I watched the end of it.
Oh yeah, Truckfest was on last week.
And the guy that was that guy, the one that won Truckfest, he was used to be an actor in A Country Practice.
See, that's cheating.
Yeah, I thought, okay, Luke Day.
Nobody's on it.
Luke Day was the one that won the Truckfest, and he was like, okay, he was one that he was an actor in A Country Practice.
Oh. How much did he spend on the making the show?
A couple of grand, probably.
Yeah.
What about Tom Arnold the other day? He got a good payout.
Oh.
How did he
got Arnold, he was only
won the lotto.
Wasn't I right? I said Tom Arnold will be the first person to leave.
Well,
and I don't even watch the show.
First one to go 2 weeks, yeah, he was the first one to go just lay right there and just be good, but, you know.
And what about the girl that was on that show that was, like, absolutely freaked out?
Seriously.
What was her name? I can't remember. I don't even know who she is, actually.
She was from The Bachelor. God, she's...
Yeah, that's stupid. Right.
God, I watch it every night. We'll watch it every night at home.
It's like she
is so stupid. Seriously. But she's won a good... She likes the heights, way heights. But when it comes to the insects...
I said you like the heights.
She's a sook. Really, I hope tomorrow she goes. Seriously, she's got to go tomorrow.
I don't understand, Pete. It's like, hasn't she watched the show? What did she think was going to happen?
Kira's her name. Kira McIntyre. Kira. That's the name.
But get me out of here. What do you think they're going to do? Like, you know, have a 5-course dinner and it's all going to be nice?
They should make them eat mud.
Well, they're going to.
They do.
If you don't get meals, just have rice and beans and that.
You don't get that in the jungle.
Well, that's
what was the game of the stars?
They should be eating witchetty grubs and dirt.
But they have Jay Lagai, he lost about 15 kilos or 10 kilos.
Good for him.
So he wasn't with Jenny Craig.
So, you know, you can lose weight while you're in there, but, you know.
Married at First Sight, anything happening in that, Pete?
Oh, well, that's...
What about Bride and Prejudice? How's that going?
Married at First Sight, there's a race caller on TV. He's one of the silly people that called it off. Because I said, he's on one of the... He caught the races, right? He calls races. And I'm thinking... tomorrow it's a commitment ceremony, but I think...
What do they do with that?
The show is crap because they all split up and go different ways. It's a waste of a program, really, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I don't watch it. I have no idea.
My
Kitchen Rules...
Kitchen, that's right, yeah.
My Kitchen Rules wins every night in the ratings.
Have they got three different people? Three different groups,
huh? This is the third group, and Pete and Manu aren't in the last group.
Who's the ones with the stupid women going, oh, it's tremendous?
I saw that ad, yeah.
The blonde ones? Yeah. Sisters? Kelsey? They're the ones from Harrington Park. Yeah. And they went pretty good. They went pretty good.
Now, you're always at home, Steve, during the day. You work night shift, and you obviously get up in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
switch straight on to Studio 10.
Glenn, the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up, Studio 10.
Studio 10. And your favourite segment is Ding Dong Does...
Dipsticks.
Well, one of the two. Pretty much the same thing.
Whatever you're into with Ding Dong.
How are you in the kitchen?
Pardon?
Bill, do you like... Are you a bit of a cook?
Yeah.
No, with your hands, you goose.
Oh.
Get in there. That's it. Get into it, Bill. Come on.
Yeah.
Pretend it's Malcolm.
No, he'd have different ingredients, wouldn't he? A little more truffle.
A little more truffle.
No, he's all right.
But hasn't he aged since he's got the job?
Down.
I don't want you to go into that job because you might age really prematurely.
No, they do though.
Anybody that gets into the head of government anywhere all over the world,
I think that's probably
true. They do age very badly, quickly.
Yeah, great. Now, cheers me up, no end.
Now listen, let's put that into the mints over here.
I must say, I thought Lee Sales was a tough interviewer, but Ding Dong's got it on Lee Sales there, because I've never seen Bill Shorten that uncomfortable in an interview for a long time.
He won't be able to cook properly again.
Remember, Ding Dong used to go as Ernie Sigley on the Ernie Sigley show.
She's got a comedic mind.
She used to be the comedian. She wasn't a straight woman.
Oh, good. She's very funny.
We still talk about the same thing here?
Straight woman.
Straight woman.
No, she's not the straight woman.
She's left.
She's right. Fully left, right.
She's a right woman.
Half left and half right woman.
He'll be back later.
Well, I hope they have this contestant on Hard Quiz when it comes back.
Meltdown.
This is not okay. No one even can.
What will happen when she faces this?
First, there was the Viper Room.
Now it's time for the Bad Pit.
Two celebrities. Lots and lots.
There is the whingy whiny lady we're talking about last. Yeah. Kira. Oh,
Kira.
She makes me laugh.
She makes me want to spew, like, right now.
You know?
You don't
want to Kira?
103. Welcome back to the program.
So we're going to get Mick mad today. We're going to get him really, really, really mad. So there's an article this week from Casey Edwards who said this. When our first daughter was born, my husband and I made a family. This is the Sydney Morning Homosexual.
That was very funny, by the way. Very appropriate.
Just don't know why. Was born, my husband and I have made a family. No man would ever babysit our children, no exceptions.
What about
this
the husband?
Includes... Obviously, that's okay.
Why is that okay?
It's a good question. Includes male relatives and friends, and even extracurricular and holiday activities like basketball camp, when men can have unrestricted, unsupervised access to children. 8 years, another daughter later, we have not wavered on the decision. Group slumber parties are out. Like, if their daughter goes on play dates, they make sure and says, will a woman be there?
Well, no, what about if there's boys at this play date?
That's also another problem. But anyway,
discrimination.
Yeah, this lady's crazy.
Can you believe that's exciting? I read this today, and I was like... Seriously, what lunatic says this? Absolute. This is kind of like the whole all Muslims are terrorists argument, except all men are going to, like, abuse children.
Mick, well, not, all the women
she
abuse
it,
children.
She backs it up with statistics, and statistics are true.
Not always true.
Well, there is.
Of course, bullshit.
You know, there is some figures to back this up, but is she right to say that?
No. That's just like saying all women are stupid. They're not all stupid. It's just only
a theory. She's stupid.
She's very stupid.
Okay, right.
But this is what gets me. These women libbers, they put out all these things
about
men. To be fair,
the majority of sexual
men.
Abuse is perpetrated by males, but...
Not always.
Murderers are more likely
women
than
women a lot lately as well.
Yeah, women are just getting as bad as men.
Especially women teachers.
Yeah. Or women murderers. What about that woman who stabbed her husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think men are winning.
But she can still babysit children, that's okay.
But it's not like when you go on a plane too. You can't, if you're a man having a child next to us, apparently it's a big problem or something.
Really?
Which I'm quite happy with, because as far as I'm concerned, as long as the kid's not on the plane, be preferable.
Oh,
preferably.
I don't want any kids sitting next to me on the plane.
500 miles away, please.
I'd like to sleep in peace or relax.
That's right.
It's like saying, if you're wearing a burqa, you can't catch a plane.
Mm. Well,
don't
but it is a stupid argument. I don't get
very
it.
Which school did she come from?
Stupid
or women's
school.
School, hopefully.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
probably an all-girls school.
What if you go to school and the teacher's male?
Oh, so she's not going to listen to what he has to say.
Well, it's the teacher can't then go to school because obviously then, like...
It's just like that other episode where the school, which was a certain religion school, said the boys do not have to shake the women's hands.
Yes.
Now, she did say, though, no doubt some people call me a man-hater and react... as if the protection of children is second to men's right not to be offended. Has she got a point there? Should the children be protected at all costs whatsoever? Because there isn't, that's her argument, essentially.
No, it's a very one-sided argument, that's for sure.
It's
and then
a very
somehow
poor
she justifies
argument.
Her argument by saying that... she's not saying all men are pedophiles, just that she doesn't want them to take care of their kids. Because the research says that they're more likely to be... That if
research shows that women do it too.
That's right.
She's
but the research also says most men aren't pedophiles. She also forgets that argument. She says that the majority of the people
that
are
over that part of research.
Do, but then the majority of people that
it's just
are
like
people
they,
are not. Like it's like saying, like, oh my god, like murderers happen to be middle aged and white and male. Like, let's ban all them people.
Yeah. Or the other one is, all gay people are pedophiles. All gay men are pedophiles.
Haven't heard that one.
Heard that one. Well, you only hear that in the City Morning Homosexual. No, I don't think you'll hear
no.
that.
No.
This was the attitude in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay.
Well, by the way, that's not really the name of the newspaper. That was Ross Cameron making fun of the other.
Brilliant name, by the way.
I thought it was
funny.
Quite witty, actually. Rather inappropriate.
I give him that one. That was very funny.
What was the name?
Sydney Morning Homosexual Report, apparently.
Oh, that was a funny name.
Yeah. I know, see?
Apparently it upset people.
Oh, did it?
Oh, apparently.
I haven't stopped laughing.
I haven't stopped
hilarious.
Laughing. It was quite funny. so what else is making you mad this week, Mick? That's made you mad.
No, that was very mad.
What made me happy was getting rid of the postie.
Yeah, but moving on. We've done that last time.
Yeah, postie's gone.
And
he went postal.
No, that's a bad thing.
That's bad.
We talked about everything else.
Maybe you're not mad about anything else this week, Mick?
Nothing. Yes, you took my power lines.
You said that earlier.
What about, you were talking about this rabbit guy. Tony Rabbit or something.
Tony Abbott.
Oh, Tony Rabbit. I mean, Tony Abbott is...
He's coming he's back.
Doing, the comeback
he's
is doing here.
It's going to be a repeat. Just like...
He'll stab Malcolm.
It's just like Liberal copying the Labor Party now. Of course,
it works so well last time.
Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd. What's happened to Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull?
Yes.
I mean, what's his name? What they call him?
Trumbull.
Where?
Good old Trumbull.
Trumbull in the park. Trumbull in the grass.
And what gets me also, it was condoning what the Israelis were doing to the Palestinians.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on the Israeli side.
Is he this week?
Very annoying.
Netanui?
That's
a Maori name or Island name.
No, he's the Israeli president. Yeah, see Benjamin Netanui.
It sounds very
hard.
Nahu.
Thanks for listening, Benjamin.
Yeah. It sounds very.
Hope you stop listening in.
It sounds very Polynesian.
He's the Israeli president.
Yeah, but then the Labor's come out and said they should recognise Palestine, and they should do that. Of course, if they don't, they'll never have a chance to get their own.
State. So back to Rabbit. Will he come back?
The Great Return.
Yes, he will.
Or will he just ruin Malcolm's day?
He's going to ruin Malcolm's day, and and Liberals won't get in the next election because all these different things they've been doing.
Yeah. They haven't been doing anything last time I checked. Actually,
that's what they haven't been. That's why they won't get in.
I don't know how people can be mad at them. It's not like anything's actually changed.
They're not really doing anything.
It's like they announced anything. It's like, oh, we can't do that anymore because it was like, no one liked it. So let's announce something else we can't do. And then it's like, nothing can happen. And
then they put people in, just the same as Liberal Labor Party.
Yeah.
Electoral thing comes up. They just stick the person in who they want. They don't stick the people who the people in that electorate want from the party.
But is Bill Shorten up to the task, though? Because he's not particularly glamorous.
Bill Shorten is just as good as bloody Trumbull.
Trumbull.
But he hasn't got a good name yet from Trump.
No.
Trumbull.
Neither did Trumbull have a good name, did he?
No.
All these promises they made, the Liberals and Labour, and they never carry him out, so.
Interesting.
Pauline Hanson.
Oh God! Oh,
Nick Xenophon.
Oh,
Jackie dear. Lambie. You gonna say that?
Jackie Lambie. Yeah.
The Lambie, Kat Hansen, Hitch.
Xenophon.
Maybe they have like a big super party.
I'm surprised they haven't yet.
And they could just have like all the lunatics in one like party, and they could all fight amongst each other.
The lunatics have the best fun.
Yeah,
they're crazy.
The lunatic party. I like it.
The lunatic.
Nick, where do I join?
Join now.
100.3 FM.
If you what reverse? Yeah. If it's reverse aging, sure.
That's right. Okay. Morph from Orc, reversed age.
All right, before we go.
Movie time.
Yes, I saw three movies today.
The Italian...
I saw Bad Santa 2. Wasn't that great. I saw Assassin's Creed. Wasn't that great. And then, what was the last one?
Let's start with a good one.
Now I'm trying to think of the last one. I can't even recall.
Change Up.
Oh.
That was a
good one. No, it was one of the new ones. Jeez, I cannot remember now.
We didn't know that.
I cannot remember now.
So that's what happens when you see three movies
Alzheimer's.
In a row.
Yeah, I know.
Too many movies, Creed. Too much fun.
Yeah. Anyway, Assassin's Creed wasn't that good.
Was it an action movie or was it a science fiction movie?
Oh, it was Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, I see.
Hacksaw Ridge.
As far as war movies go, it wasn't too bad. It was very gory.
Australian movie.
Yep, yeah. Mel Gibson's new movie, entirely filmed in Australia.
Did they cut the legs off of hacksaws?
No, but a lot of soldiers get thrown over a ridge.
Oh.
It's during World War II.
Yeah.
Okinawa and things like that. So there's a lot of blood and guts.
All Yankees, were they?
No, they were in Australia.
Yeah, one Yank and they're gone.
Yeah. Well, they weren't very good because a lot of them died, so. Yeah. Well, that's war for you. Somebody's...
Yeah, but the Americans say they always won the war.
Who would have thought a war movie? People die, Steve.
It wasn't very happy. It was.
But
It was based on a real guy, though.
Yeah, but Yanks always say they won the war because that's all you see in the. In the war movies
But Hacksaw Ridge, it's very good. Mel Gibson, really? Hopefully he wins the Oscar, but I don't think he will. On Monday.
Mel Gibson?
No, he's got a grey beard, he won't win.
No, yeah, definitely. No, he's not going to. But Hacksaw Ridge, as far as out of five, I'd say three. It was very enjoyable. Not the best war movie.
I don't watch war movies.
What's your best war movie?
Best war movie? Apocalypse Now.
I saw it in...
That wasn't a war movie. That was a comedy show.
No, you're thinking of Acropolis.
Acropolis.
No, I saw that in
Apocalypse.
Same
I saw
thing.
That
with
movie
with Marlon Brando.
I saw that movie in Lyon, in France.
Ooh.
And it was dubbed in one language
yeah.
and subtitled in another language, but it was not in English.
And that would have been very confusing, Mick.
And the best part about it showed up. It made you look at the show, and I saw how crappy it was.
It's not crap.
It was.
Apocalypse Now is not crap.
It wasn't very good acting.
It's Marlon Brando's not a good actor?
Nah.
What? Please.
Nah.
The Godfather?
Then you had one of the...
The Godfather, come on.
Godfather. The greatest movie of all time.
The Godfather, yeah. What is this movie?
And it didn't even look like Vietnam. It looked like it was in the Pacific Island somewhere.
It was probably in like California. Or the Nevada desert.
So,
either way.
Yeah, well, you know, you can only get so much in the world, can't you?
So it wasn't very good. I didn't enjoy it.
So no stars from Mick. But
well, I would give it 3 stars because I enjoyed it.
So out of all your movies, what were the star ratings?
Oh, for all of them?
Yeah.
Bad Santa, not as good as the first one, so probably like 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, fair. 1 out of 5. It wasn't that great. And then Hacksaw Ridge, 3.
So you're becoming a David Gretton.
You've kind of just done the bad movie review.
I did a bad movie review.
It's like the bad movie week. It's like just for Oscars. So who's going to win the Oscars on
La La Land's probably going to win.
No.
It is. It's not
no.
a good...
No. La I don't La really, rubbish.
I didn't think it was that great.
And I haven't even seen the movie.
As far as musical goes, it's not that great.
I hate musicals.
Really?
Oh, so much music.
Not a fan of Rocky Horror?
Okay. Oh, Rocky Horror, yeah.
Rocky
yeah.
Horror Picture Show? Yeah.
That would be an exception.
Oh, like, I saw that really live. Good.
100.3 FM.
That's it for us, though. We got to go.
Yep. Our podcast is on the internet, too.
SaturdayNightLife.com.au. Episode 194.